Parshas Emor is the mitzvah of taking the Dalet Minim and Sukkos. Ukachtan lechem b'yom harishon pri etz hodor kapos tmorim v'anaf etz ovos v'avei nachol. And the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba tells us, a familiar Medrash, Shashedra, it tells us that the Shedra of the Lulav is Doma to the Shedra of the Adam, the spine of the person. The Hadas to the eyes, the ayin. Arava to the mouth. And Esrog is to the heart. So that the Arava is like the mouth, the pear, it's because the Aravas are in their elongated form are similar to our lips, as is explained by the Zohar and similarly in the Chinuch. And I would add also that the Ave Nachal, that the Aravas grow near the stream, and the sound of this of the water rushing in the stream is also like speech. However, there's another medrash that says that the four minim represent the four minim represent the Shiva Saroim, the seven leaders and shepherds of Klai Yisrael. They are the three Hadasim, Romzim. They represent the three Avos, Avin Yitzchak Yaakov. The two Aravos refer to Moshe and Aaron. The Lulav refers to Yosef, and the Esrog to David. And I would suggest there's an association between these two Medrashim, because the Lulav, according to the first one, represents the Shedra, the spine, and that's representative of Yosef HaTzadik, who had the strength and the courage and the tenacity when in Egypt not to sin, and to remain faithful to the Messiah of his father. And he implanted that midah of Gvura, even the Golos, in his children. And therefore, he's represented by the Lulav, the Shedra, the spine. The others, Avin Yitzchak Yaakov, are like the Hadassim, because they represent the eyes, because they, on their own, were able to see what others were not able to see the Derech Hashem. And as Avraham Avinu saw the Bira Dolekes, and who's the Baal Habira, in a world completely engulfed by idolatry, Avram saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe and Aaron, represented by the Aravos, the Peh, because they were the ones who gave the Torah and taught Klai Yisrael. And David, the king, he's represented by the Esrog, the heart, because, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim Perek Gimel, that the heart of the nation, the heart of the king is the heart of the nation. As the Rambam says, Al hasoz libo hikpida Torah, shenem v'lo yosu levavo, shelibo hu leiv kol ka Yisrael. His heart is the heart of Klai Yisrael. And especially in our times, just coming back to the Rambam, the job, this I heard from the Rav many times, quoting this Rambam, the role of the king, of the leader, is to unite the people. It's such an important message when we see the terrible divisions, especially in Israel, but also within our own country. And I would suggest that that's why these Shivas Haroim, as the Medrash says, they are the Ushpizin on Sukkahs that come to our Sukkah, because each one of them has a din of Av, a patriarch. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of course, are the Avos. Yosef, whose two sons became Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim, he is an Av. Moshe is the Av LeNeviim. Aaron is the Av LeKahuna. And David is the Av LeMalchus.